Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, please bear in mind, Elands Park, the road has been closed at Rand Airport Road between Van der Neever and the N3 Highway on-ramp. That is due to reported protesting. Elandsfontein also slow on Barber Road South at North Reef.
The Supreme Court of Appeal overturned a ruling made by former Western Cape Judge President John Hlophe, which dismissed the bribery and corruption trial of former State Security Minister Bongani Bongo. And with the elections looming, get ready for the battle for the battleground provinces. In the latest elections podcast from the newsroom, Cliff Shuko asks how long the DA will stay in power in the Western Cape.
This is going to be a hotly contested elections for the first time in a long time, and I think the DA is worried about it, specifically the Patriotic Alliance.
Our limited podcast, Elections 2024, The Power of Your X, is at jacarandafm.com. Click on Jackpod. And the New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's historic criminal trial again found the former U.S. president in contempt of a gag order and is now threatening Trump with jail time if there are any further violations. So he is prohibited from publicly attacking witnesses, jurors, or court staff and their relatives. This follows fines for violating this order of up to $9,000 last week. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Well, we start off at the IPL, where it is the 55th match of IPL 2024. The Sunrisers Hyderabad up against the Mumbai Indians, with the Indians choosing to field first. The score 56 for 1 after 5.5 overs, so one ball left in that power play. The man back in the pavilion, Abhishek Sharma, he was struggling along on 11 from 16 deliveries. Travis Head is still there on 38 from 21. Mayank Agrawal, the man who's just walked to the crease at the moment. Rafa Nadal was drawn with a qualifier for the first round of the Italian Open, as the 22-time Grand Slam winner continues his comeback from injury on clay in Rome. Should Nadal get through to the second round in the Italian capital, where he's won the title a record 10 times, he could be facing world number 9 Hubert Hurkacz. And of course, this is his final tour, of course, as he is getting ready to retire after the French Open. South Africa claimed a silver medal in the 4x400m World Athletics Relays in the Bahamas yesterday, earning the 400m world record holder Wayne van Niekerk a first medal in 7 years, even though he did not run the final race, having already booked a place at the Paris Olympics in qualification from the heats. The 2016 Olympic medalist Wayne van Niekerk, of course, helped the side get to the final as well. And Lyth Pillay powered through to seal second place in the final in Nassau. And banned Springbok fly half Elton Yankees, well, he's vowed to make a return to the sport. The 33-year-old was slapped with a 4-year ban after testing positive for banned substance clenbuterol. The Yankees, who recently played for French club Asian, added that there were a lot of people that he looked up to who had disappointed him badly. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Yo, you're very quiet there about Liverpool beating Tottenham 4-2 yesterday.
I've been very quiet about Spurs in the last four times because, you know, I'm still in holiday mode, you see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, next week I'll have Spurs results.
Yeah, but here's the Roseanne McKenzie with your sport at 4:30. Liverpool beat Tottenham yesterday 4-2. Thank you.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this storm.